Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Now, this won't hurt a bit.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Every night I went out there, I did it for them.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I will never stop helping and loving people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
That's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of mixed martial arts. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Yes, I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 27 years. And today, we won't disappoint. We'll talk UFC. We'll talk Strikeforce. We'll bring in the genius when it comes to MMA riders. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer at about 25 minutes past the hour. So if you'd like to join us on the toll-free, when I say toll-free means it doesn't cost you a dime, the number is 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're also tweeting, twitter.com/ringtalk. And, of course, listen to us live all over the Internet via ringtalk.com. Well, UFC 148 is in the bank. Of course, Anderson Silva now 32-4. A submission winner in two rounds over Chael Sonnen. Chael, the mouth that roared, Sonnen didn't do too much. He won the first round, sort of, as, you know, Anderson spent a lot of it on his back. But the bottom line is the Brazilian jiu-jitsu expert and now the man with 10 successful defenses of the UFC middleweight title. I think that has to be a record in any weight class. He was successful and now 32-4. He would like to take on Georges St-Pierre in a catchweight fight, somewhere between 170, which is a welterweight limit, and 185, which is a middleweight limit in the UFC. But I don't think Anderson can cut any more weight. So where would they have to fight? At 185. And Georges St-Pierre is not big enough to move up 15 pounds. You think 15 pounds isn't much? Let me tell you, folks, I moved up 8 pounds, almost got killed for it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. Catch us on the Twitter button, of course, twitter.com/ringtalk. The toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're live worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network studios.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Stand up battle so far. Man, you're right, Joe. Mike Brown's just so tight with his strike. Oh, Gambarian looking to finish. And it is all over. Stand it.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hot. Damn, now you're talking.
Push button heaven. Capturing memories from afar. In my car. That's why God made the radio. So tune right in everywhere you go.
The Beach Boys are 50th anniversary album out. It's out right now. The Beach Boy, That's Why God Made the Radio. Title track, it kicks butt from beginning to end, folks. No filler in that album. All solid gold. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Got a new kid on the block, folks. That's right. Mark Munoz, who came in at 12-2. I'm talking about the UFC card that was this past Wednesday night at the San Jose, of course, HP Pavilion, home of the NHL Sharks. Anyway, the bottom line is Mark Munoz was a 3-1 favor over Chris Weidman. All right, and all the guys on Press Row that I polled beforehand had, you know, Munoz going to be the winner. They predicted he would win the fight. Well, I was in the minority. I thought Weidman would lick him like a stamp. Why? Weidman was a great, great wrestler in college and in high school, okay? And this guy, Mark Munoz, had a distinct size and reach disadvantage. So the 3-1 odds, they were sort of going off reps. You know what I'm saying? Reputations. And Weidman had never been taken down in a UFC fight. Still hasn't been. I mean, Mark Munoz tried a few times, but he failed miserably. So this Chris Weidman, now just 9-0, he has a future. Now, do we want him to fight Anderson Silva for the World Heavy Middleweight Championship next? No. But I think in a year from now, he will be ready for that type of competition. He's maybe a year away, 9 months to a year away. But let me tell you like this. The kid's a psychology major. He went to college, smart kid, no question about that. No bumps, no bruises, no scars in his face, sort of like a pretty boy. Okay, and the bottom line is the other night he established his reach. He put his left hand out there and made sure he knew how much reach he had over Munoz and that Munoz knew what time of reach disadvantage he was at. Okay, because he was at a great reach disadvantage. So when he tried to exchange punches with him, that didn't work out. And when he tried to wrestle with him, and that didn't work out either, because in the first round, for the most part, Weidman was on top of Munoz, just beating him up, beating on him like a drum, okay? And the bottom line is he walked away with a 10-9 round. Now, in round number two, it turns around, Weidman ends up getting, you know, the submission, and it's all over with. A TKO on punches. He got him on the ground, and boom, 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 hit him about 8 or 10 times, including a vicious elbow, and the fight was stopped by the referee. It was a good stop at 137 in round number two, but that was the main event. This past Wednesday night, UFC on Fuel TV. If you don't get Fuel TV, I don't know what to say. Call your cable company. DirecTV has it, but that's probably about it. But I didn't get to watch it, of course, on TV. I got to watch it live. The semi-main event, what can I say? You know, I wasn't all that happy with it because it was such a predictable fight. The Mexicutioner, that's what he called him. He all but got executed by an Australian. I kid you not. Joey Beltran, of course, the Mexicutioner out of Carlsbad, California, took on James Tahuna of Penrith, Australia. And the Aussie beat on him like it was just like a one-sided fight. He landed 225 blows, strikes, on the Mexicutioner. He wouldn't give up. Of course, they went three rounds and he won 30-27 twice and 30-26, meaning one judge scored one round 10-8. I would have scored all three rounds 10-8. That's how dominant, I mean, that's really how dominant James Tohunga of Australia was over the executioner Joey Beltran. So I think Joey's headed back to the AAA Farm Club, the AA League of MMA, and of course, James Tohunga is going to stick around. He's got a future in the UFC. Will he be world champion? Probably not, but I think Chris Weidman's got a hell of a shot. I think him right now, Chris Weidman and Ronda Rousey are the two people to watch in the world of mixed martial arts as far as them becoming stars. And of course, Ronda going August 18th with Sarah Coffin on Showtime cable. But the bottom line is, you know, she's the real deal. Weidman's the real deal. And Strikeforce has got it going on. Of course, Strikeforce is owned by the Zuffa Sports Company. And of course, they also own the UFC. So they've got both of the major MMA organizations or leagues. And speaking of that, how about the kid that did the runner-up on the Ultimate Fighter TV series this past series, I'm talking about TJ Dillashaw, of course, the years on FX cable, and at 135 pounds, he wasted no time. He's out of Sacramento, California. That's right, the place of Uriah Faber. So, of course, Uriah Faber heading up UFC 149 1 week from today, live from Calgary, Canada. I'll get to that a little bit later. But the bottom line is TJ Dillashaw, the hottest kid on, I mean, he looks so hot. Came out, got a submission win over Von Lee. Von Lee came in at 12-7. Not a surprise, he left at 12-8. But he came all the way from Birmingham, the UK, to get his butt whooped. And he did get his butt whooped. Of course, TJ now 7-1. And while I know Uriah Faber is his buddy, but the two of them, if they were to fight each other, they'd sell out the Arco Arena in Sacramento, California, home of the Sacramento NBA Kings. Okay, they'd sell out that arena, and they'd sell out a closed-circuit arena. I kid you not. That's how hot this fight would be in Sacramento, California. Two guys from Sacramento. Now, will they fight? You know, John Jones ended up fighting Rashad Evans, and they were supposed to be great friends, and then became bitter enemies, and then it sort of the fight didn't mess up. You know, sort of people have that question mark when they talk about maybe each Klitschko, the boxing champions, Vitaly or Vladimir, fighting one another. But when you got friends fighting, I don't know. Anyway, of course, Uriah Faber, the man from the California Kid, and that he airs from Sacramento, California. He's going to be taking on Renan Barajo, who is 30-1. That's next week. And, of course, Faber, 26-5. Faber's trying to get a championship again. He's trying to get a UFC title. He was supposed to take on Dominic Cruz, but Dominic Cruz got hurt, and he's off until September with some vaguely described thigh injury. That's how they're describing it. When you ask the PR people, they say, oh, it's a thigh injury. You know, they're not telling you. They're not telling you the whole thing. So they're saying he can maybe train in September. Okay, maybe. Speaking of maybes, Alistair Overeem walked into Dana White's office this past week. Of course, the president of the UFC and the number one ranked UFC heavyweight contender who's been suspended for steroids. He'll be off until at least December. And, of course, he couldn't fight champion Dos Santos in December because Dos Santos is probably looking at trying to fight Cain Velasquez, who I saw the other night at the San Jose HP Pavilion. He's going to try to do that maybe September 22nd. Velasquez said he would be ready September 22nd. Okay, that's what he said. That's what he's telling the press. That's what the UFC is telling people. I don't know. He looked pretty puffy the other night, but Cain cuts a lot of weight to get down to like 240. Okay, so the other night he was probably about 260, 265, somewhere around there. So he cuts about 20 pounds to get down to around 240. But, of course, he is the former UFC heavyweight title holder, the man that Junior Dos Santos took the title from. I mean, Junior Dos Santos knocked him out like, what, a minute and 4 seconds into the first round? It was all over. Why should the rematch be any different? Well, Cain went into that fight, the first fight, with a documented knee injury and a shoulder injury. And Dos Santos, the defending champion now, or now the new champion, he came in with a broken foot. So both guys came in hurt to fight, something you rarely see in the world of combat sports, at least boxing's concerned. Most guys, they got a hangnail, they're calling for a cancellation, a postponement, something like that. Anyway, the bottom line is MMA, a different game than the world of boxing. Of course, in boxing, if you retire in your corner, you're a quitter, you're a coward. But in the world of MMA and UFC, if you get caught in a compromising hold, you can tap out. And that's what's so cool about it, is you're able to tap out. And there's no loss of dignity for tapping out if you get slapped in a triangle choke or a guillotine choke or an ankle lock or a leg lock. I'm serious. These submission holds that you can be thrown into are actually bone breakers. I mean, Ronda Rousey, who I mentioned earlier, 5-0, five stops. Of course, a former Olympian, the medalist, and she's 5-0 with five stops, but she stopped all these five people with arm bars. She's a judo expert, like a black belt in judo. The chick ain't somebody to mess with. She's taking on Sarah Kaufman. That'll be, of course, August 18th, and that'll be on Showtime Cable. God, I wish they would put her on CBS television. I really do. I think that if Rhonda came to CBS, that she would bring such a female following with her. It would be incredible. And then go back to Showtime, and it would bring Showtime more subscribers, because she's the rage. She's going to catch on. I'm telling you, she can talk the talk. She can walk the walk. She can fight. She's the real deal. Okay. She doesn't put up with anybody's smack. Won't listen to you. I mean, you try to talk down to her or talk back to her, she'll shove you halfway across the room. She's a tough chick. She's beautiful like Raquel Welch and mean like Sonny Liston. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, this is another cut off the Beach Boys albums. Of course, the 50th anniversary of those guys have been together. I kid you not. 50 years. Man, Brian Wilson and the Kang. Spring Vacation is what this is called. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Looking ahead with anticipation, making each day a new celebration. Seems like it could go on forever. Long as we can all stay together. We used to get around, get up and hit up all the hot spots.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round. We use that arm to try to take away the base. Oh, look at the kicks. That's old school Hicks and Gracie style. Oh, he's got the choke.
Stuck it in.
more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little clip there from BJ Penn, of course, probably the greatest lightweight 155-pounder in the history of mixed martial arts. Speaking of one of the greatest pound for pound, let's bring in the man that writes the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. Of course, we're talking about the great Dave Meltzer. Dave, a very good day to you, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Pedro?
I'm doing fine. I didn't see you at the UFC card on Wednesday night. Were you home working on the newsletter?
No, I was there.
Were you there?
I was there in the front row.
I was in the second row. I didn't see you.
I was sitting there next to John Morgan.
Oh, man. You weren't wearing a disguise, were you?
I was definitely not in a disguise.
Okay,
no.
Well, Pedro was looking for you. But the bottom line is, Chris Weidman, most of the guys on press row, at least in the row I was in, had picked Munoz to win. I thought that Weidman, he had never been taken down in his short but limited 8-0 career as a MMA artist. And, of course, he was undefeated, and he had a college background. And I just thought the height and reach advantage that he had over Mark Munoz was going to win him the fight, and it did so. I look like some kind of great guru in predicting this fight, but the bottom line is I think Weidman's a star for the future. What do you think?
I thought so. I'm still trying to figure out if Weidman was that good or Munoz was that bad because it was such a one-sided fight. I mean, I expected a back-and-forth fight, and that would go either way, and I kind of thought, Munoz had more experience against tougher guys. I was predicting Munoz. I thought that Weidman had a chance to win, but I was shocked watching the fight just at how easy it was.
Do you know what he did? Is about 10 seconds into the fight, he stuck his left arm out all the way, just stuck his hand out there and sort of left it there for a few seconds, and he let Munoz know the reach advantage he had over him, and I think that sort of established things right then and there because he had the reach and the size, and every time Munoz went for a takedown, he failed miserably.
Yeah, I mean, but most of it was just Weidman just out wrestling him for almost the entire match.
The better wrestler.
I mean, he beat a national champion at wrestling, and I mean, he was a good wrestler. And he's a younger wrestler, so I mean, it's not unheard of that he would get the edge in the wrestling, but not like a non-competitive edge. I mean, this was a one-sided shellacking. I mean, Munoz landed. I mean, like as far as effective offensive punches, takedowns, anything. He had a goose egg. I mean, he didn't land one punch, he didn't land one takedown, he didn't land one nothing. I mean, he got up from the ground once or twice. That was it. But he had no offense in the entire fight.
Okay, so in the world of mixed martial arts, I mean, the guy's got a pretty face. He hasn't got doesn't look like he has any scars, no scar tissue. I'm talking about Chris Weidman. Is he a year away? I think he's about two or three fights away from fighting the upper echelon of the UFC middleweight class. I'm talking about Anderson Silva, the champion, of course. 32-4 now, that winner over a TK. What was it, a submission in two last week against Chael Sonnen?
It was a ref stoppage.
Ref stoppage. Were you surprised that the fight went the way it went? I know you were picking Silva to win, but...
Silva Sonnen actually went very similar to what I expected. I will say that. That I was afraid of Sonnen dropping so much weight so quickly. I thought that it was going to affect him going forward, and it did in the second round. When he came out for the second round, he was nowhere what he was when he came out for the first, and he had to be strong for five rounds to win that fight. I mean, there's no way he could beat Silva without being strong for five rounds, and that's what happened.
Dave Meltzer's our guest, folks. Of course, he is the king of MMA. You can check him out at the WrestlingObserver.com. It's a weekly newsletter that can show up online or in your mailbox. I prefer it in the mailbox because I want the hard copy. I've got to read it. I've got to be able to go back to it. It's like the Bible of MMA and professional wrestling, no question about that. And if you check it out, I'm talking about WrestlingObserver.com, the newsletter, you'll be, like, blown away. So just check out this man's work. He truly is a genius. As I said, Dave Meltzer is our guest. He is the genius. Now, we've got Cain Velasquez was at the fights the other night, looking a little pudgy, but he was at the fights the other night. And I went over and asked him, when are you going to fight Junior Dos Santos? He said he didn't know. And now they're talking about maybe September 22nd. Do you think he can be ready?
September 22nd is not going to happen.
No?
Junior, I don't know what the deal is, but Junior's people turned down September 22nd, and we thought that it was just a stall to get it to Brazil in October, but now Junior's talking about November. Now, November, the pay-per-view is the GSP pay-per-view with Montreal, so I can't see putting GSP and Junior Dos Santos on the same pay-per-view. That's too much. So I'm thinking that they're probably going to end up fighting either on the Fox special in December or on the December 29th UFC, which is a long ways away. But and then there's other things on December 29th that could happen because that's probably when Anderson could be ready as well. So It's I'm thinking that it's going to be on one of the two December shows at this point.
I don't think they should go back to Fox TV. That last time they did the Fox TV thing, the first time, of course, the first fight between Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos, it was a production nightmare. They had no filler. Basically, those guys sit there and jawed in the studios or in the stadium there for a while after the fight ended in like less than a minute and 10 seconds. So I don't know if I want to put that one back on Fox.
No, I mean, the thing is that, you know, they're not going to do what they did the first time. If they go in there, it's going to be, a two-hour window, and they're going to have three fights, probably, maybe four. So, you know, I mean, the big mistake they made on that Fox thing, the first one, was they had that Clay Guida fight with Ben Henderson, and they decided not to put it on television, and that was a huge mistake because that was probably fight of the year. And if you had that and the quick knockout, everybody would think that it was great because they saw, like, you know, a great decision and then a quick knockout as opposed to just 1 minute of fights in a one-hour window, which wasn't a good debut at all.
Okay. A good debut, I think it was the San Jose debut, the first time I had seen him outside of television. Talking about T.J. Dillashaw, he looked pretty good the other night in stopping Von Lee.
Yeah, I think he's going to be, his problem is his, well, it may not even be a problem, but, what he said afterwards is that he wanted the best guys, but, you know, he expects Uriah Faber to win the championship, which would be a week from today in Calgary. Well, it would be the interim championship, but I think he's a contender. He looked good. He has, he has one loss, but, I thought he was good. James Tahuna, considering he broke his hand and his foot, I thought he did all right, and the fact that Joey Beltran's got a tough chin, but that's all he's got. So he looked all right. I thought San Jose, honestly, as far as like a, for the fights, San Jose was better than Vegas on Saturday. I mean, not atmosphere-wise, of course, but just for fight quality, it was better.
The Athletic Commission sent me some numbers saying there were 4,100 people in the place. It wasn't a bad crowd. I mean, people seemed to be enjoying themselves. The parking lot looked like it was semi-filled, not the second parking lot, but the first parking lot. And the bottom line is the USC on Fuel TV card, it did deliver. I mean, I enjoyed it sitting there watching it, and, of course, I know the people at home had enjoyed it as well. But again, how many people watch this thing? Like 250,000? Because that's all the people that tune into Fuel TV?
Yeah, I mean, they did. The main event was watched by 291,000 people, and that's it. I mean, and to me, this is where you have a real problem, because if that fight had been aired and 2 million people saw it, the next day people would be going, like, they would want to see Anderson Silva against Weidman. It'd be the match you'd want to see. If that fight had been on the pay-per-view last Saturday, would have been actually been perfect, because you would leave the pay-per-view going like, well, Anderson won clean, but look at Weidman. Weidman's the next guy, and you would be ready for that fight. But instead, you had a fight that was viewed by so few people that, people still don't really know Chris Weidman. So the win, while impressive as hell, it's only impressive to 300,000 people, and those people are buying every pay-per-view anyway. So, it's the difference between 300,000 and 1 million, or whatever, those 700,000 people are the people you need to convince, and they didn't see him.
Okay, it sort of reminds me of the boxing back in the day when DirecTV, there was like 10 satellites in each town across the country, and Christy Martin, the first lady of boxing at the time, was beaten like a drum by Sumi Anaya and lost the decision. But since nobody saw it, Christy went back to making $250,000 in her next fight, and Sumi made $5,000.
That's a perfect analogy. I didn't even think of that until like after the fight was over, because I was like so impressed with Weidman, and then I was thinking the next day, it's like no one's talking about him, and it's like, well, how could they? They didn't see him.
Yeah.
And it's like it's you're right, and MMA's becoming like boxing and UFC in that way, in the sense that if it's on a big card, everyone sees it and everyone knows about it. But if it's not, it's like people don't know about it, and if they don't see, you're not getting over to people that aren't seeing you. And it's all about getting over. You know that.
Okay. Now, the Fuel TV thing, is this gonna solve itself? Will they get more homes? Will more cable systems pick them up? Because right now you've got DirecTV, so you get to watch them. But outside of DirecTV, I don't know anybody that's got it.
Yeah, true. As far as it's a long process. And UFC's going to – this deal with UFC and Fox – I mean, there's positives. It's like every deal. There's positives and there's negatives. The positives are they're making a lot of money off television that they weren't making before. They're getting 4 shows on Fox, which are going to draw a bigger audience than they were going to get before. And, FX fights, FX is in theory going to be the same or better than Spike. It hasn't been better yet, but in the long run, it'll be what Spike would have been. So that's okay. But the negative is that the countdown shows are on Fuel, so it's like – you know, they're not as, you know, that's not as good. They can't snap their fingers and get on FX like they could with Spike. You know, if Dana White goes, you know, hey, you know, I got an idea for a fight in 9 weeks for TV, you know, give me 3 hours. Spike's like, hey, yeah, absolutely. FX is like, hey, we got our own programming that draws ratings. So
yeah,
it's not as easy, but you can always go to Fuel, and they go to Fuel, which is wonderful. If you're a super hardcore fan and you got Fuel, it's awesome because there's UFC 9 hours a day, and I'm not exaggerating. They average actually 9.5 hours a day of UFC programming right now.
Freeze that thought. We're with Dave Meltzer of TheWrestlingObserver.com, the newsletter, folks. It is like the Bible of MMA. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Armed Forces Network and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
No one knows just why we care. We see their faces everywhere. The strangest story.
Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call us at 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Right now at Lowe's, get $50 off every $500 purchase of all in-stock lumber, like decking, plywood, fencing, storage buildings, and landscape timbers. Plus, save 25% off the purchase of special order leveler cellular shades and faux wood blinds. Escape the sting of summer with Ultra Kill Wasp and Hornet Killer for just $1. That's more than half off. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 7/16. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
The Private Life of Bill and Sue, courtesy of Capitol Records, and of course the Beach Boys' brand new album, That's Why God Made the Radio, their 50th anniversary. Check it out, Capitol Records. We thank them for that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the American Forces Network, the cable radio network, Channelzoo, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, RingTalk.com, SportsByline.com. Man, I can go .com crazy. Or anyway, I want to mention my affiliates across the country. Want to say hello to the folks. There's three stations now picking us up in the Utica, New York area, so I want to welcome all three of them. Of course, Sacramento, Las Vegas, K-Shop, my 1400 AM down there in the Sin City. I want to ask, bring in NookSports.com, and of course, Kilt, K-I-L-T, in Houston, 610 AM. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of mixed martial arts this hour, and of course, anytime I can get my current guest on the air, it is an honor because I consider him like the best writer, period, pound for pound. He is the heavyweight champ when it comes to writing MMA. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer. And Dave, we got Uriah Faber, the Sacramento, the California kid, 26-5 out of Sacramento, California, against Renan Barrow, 30-1. And both guys stand about the same height. They're going to weigh 135 pounds. Who wins this and why?
Actually, Barrow's actually bigger than Uriah. I've seen them next to each other. I think Barrow wins. I think it's going to be a great fight. The one thing with Faber is that his fights are almost always very impressive. I mean, very exciting. He's only been finished once, and maybe in his whole career, but certainly once in the last many, many years. So I see this going five rounds. The key to this fight is Barrow's gas tank, because I don't know what it is. I think Barrow's going to come out. Barrow's probably a better striker, although Faber is a good striker. Faber, wrestling-wise, is the better wrestler, but I don't think he's going to be able to take Barrow down because nobody's taking Barrow down. He's got that Jose Aldo, those guys from that camp in Brazil. I mean, they're not necessarily great wrestlers, but you can't take them down. And so I see Faber if Faber could get him down on the submission game, then it's an interesting game, too, because Barrow is very good with submissions, as is Faber. So what I see is for Faber's best shot is to hope that maybe in round three he starts getting tired and maybe he can win the latter rounds. And I don't know because I've never seen Barrow in a five-round fight. So, you count on a guy getting tired, he may not. But I just see a little more aggressiveness, younger, better striking, and good enough takedown defense. So I've got to favor Barrow.
Five-minute rounds in UFC title fights, of course, the TV main events as well. You know what the real thing I miss about Pride, Dave, is the 10-minute opening round. I mean, that was sort of like a ball buster.
Yeah, and it also created a lot of finishes because guys got really tired.
Who wouldn't?
Ten minutes straight at this is hard. You know what's amazing when you look back at it is that in the early days, they had no rounds. Like in the Pancras days and some of the early UFCs where they would go. I mean, like in the UFCs, I don't think any of the fights actually went more than 20 minutes except for maybe one or two. But in the Pancras days, I mean, they had guys going 30 straight minutes and with no round break. Can you imagine how hard that is?
Man, I don't want to think about it. Now, you're talking about the old days meaning Royce Gracie and people like that. You think Royce could compete today in today's
no?
He's just too one-dimensional, right?
Too one-dimensional. Just his skill set isn't good enough. I mean, he couldn't at all. The pure jiu-jitsu doesn't work because these guys know the defense of the jiu-jitsu. So we're not going to see a pure jiu-jitsu guy being at championship level. They have to have if you get a great jiu-jitsu guy, he's got to be able to strike to set up his jiu-jitsu, and he's got to have takedowns. Or else, because these guys all have good takedown defense. I mean, what Royce fought these kickboxers who, you just tripped them and they went down, and then he could do his jiu-jitsu because they had no idea what he was doing. So, no, his skill set would not be competitive whatsoever today.
Okay, how good is Roger Gracie? I think he's on a Showtime Strike Force card
in Portland, on Showtime.
Yeah.
Okay, Roger Gracie is, he's like fighting at 185. This guy is probably 6'4.5".
Mm-hmm.
His ground game is maybe the best in the world. But, I mean, it was interesting because I talked to him, and I remember about a year ago, and then and I was talking to him. I mean, like as far as pure ground jiu-jitsu, when he was a heavyweight at 220, he was probably the best heavyweight in the world about 4 or 5 years ago. And the thing is, how much does this transfer over? And he says, you know, 30%, 40%. He goes, you know, the other 60% you can't do in a real fight or you're going to get knocked out. So it's like what he was doing, because when you have no fear of being strike, it's a different sport.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's trying to learn striking. He's got incredible reach at that size, but he's not a great striker, and he doesn't have a great chin. Jardine's an unorthodox guy, but Jardine's also old.
Tired.
Yeah. I certainly favor Hodger Gracie, but I don't see like Hodger Gracie as far as like if you're putting him in with the Anderson Silvas or the Chris Weidmans or those type of people. I think it's going to be very, very tough for him because of the lack of, you know, striking defense isn't particularly good. I mean, Mo knocked him out with one punch, as I recall, King Mo. So and that was it. So, as far as like, but on the ground, he's awesome. He trained with George St. Pierre.
Okay.
And George St. Pierre said that he'd never been thrown around and handled on the ground like Hodger Gracie in his life.
Okay. Now, Luke Rockhold and Tim Kennedy are going to do the main event tonight, 5 5-minute rounds for the Strikeforce middleweight, 185-pound championship. And then Tyrone Woodley and Nate Marquardt are going to get it on for the 170-pound vacant championship. Is Strikeforce, put it this way, who are the real stars of Strikeforce?
Ronda Rousey, and Luke Rockhold is the guy who they want to be the male star of the promotion, but I don't think people know him yet. He's a good fighter, but you know it's one of those problems. It's like if nobody watches tonight's show and he looks great, did he really look great? You know what I'm saying? I don't expect a big audience tonight just based on no one's really talking about it. But I mean, Luke Rockhold. I mean, as far as the male star of Strikeforce, he's the guy.
Okay, now Ronda's going to fight August 18th against Sarah Kaufman. Ronda was at the ESPYs the other night. She didn't win any awards, did she?
No. Nobody from MMA won any awards.
Okay, and I guess the boxer that won was the guy that's incarcerated right now in the Clark County Jail, Floyd Mayweather Jr. He won an ESPY. You know, all kidding aside, and I may be a little biased because I've known him for longer than 10 or 15 years now. I'm talking about Andre Ward. He's a prince in real life. He's the best boxer at 168 pounds. He's an Olympic gold medalist. I thought he deserved to win an ESPY and not Floyd Mayweather, although Floyd makes a lot of more money.
You know, but the thing is, the ESPYs are a popularity contest. So
okay.
That's, you know, so there's your answer. I mean, you know, Andre Ward, same like people were talking about John Jones winning, because John Jones had a lot of good wins this year. And I said, you know, going in, it's like, look, it's a popularity contest. And Floyd's at a different level of popularity of Anderson Silva, Andre Ward, or John Jones. I mean, it's... If Floyd wasn't nominated, then you got an open field. But then I think Andre Ward wouldn't win because I don't think Andre Ward's as popular as John Jones right now. Just, you know, even though, you know, I've seen Andre Ward fight in Oakland a couple of times. And, you know, yeah, he's undefeated and he's really good. And
But he doesn't have a big name. Yeah, he is setting the house on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the style. Of course, September 8th, he's going to take on the Chad Dawson, the light heavyweight WBC title holder at 168 pounds. So we'll see. That will be an interesting match. No question about that. Now back to UFC 149, the 21st of July from Calgary, Canada. Of course, Faber in the main event with Braille. Hector Lombard, he came from Bellator, I think. 31-2-1, one no contest, taking on Tim Boach, 15-4. Lombard's only 5'9". What does
maybe,
he do?
Maybe he's 5'8", or maybe he's even 5'8".
How's he make up for that?
He's aggressive as hell. That's the thing. He comes out, he's just going to come out, and he's going to start throwing. And in most cases, he gets the guy pretty quick. Boach is a tough guy. And then the question is the gas tank. And Lombard, if you get Lombard past a couple of rounds, he tires out quick. But in the five-round fights I've seen of him, he still manages to win those fights, but they're not against top-level guys. And, I mean, the thing with Lombard is that if you look at the guys he's fought, and some of the guys are, you know, he's fought have been in the UFC and are decent fighters, but you know, he's not beaten any top guys. He hasn't fought any top guys, so it's like you don't know a guy who looks killer against guys on the way up and a guy who can dominate the top guys. It's two different animals. So there's big questions on Lombard, and this is Boach will be Boach's technique isn't great, but he's a tough guy. He hits hard. He beat Yushin Okami after Okami was, you know, pretty much had his way with him for two straight rounds, so you know he's got heart. And then he might be able to survive that onslaught of Lombard and then come back to win. It's a key because Lombard is basically in competition with Weidman over who's going to be getting the next shot at Anderson Silva. I mean, the idea is whoever looked the most impressive between the two and their two wins 10 days apart is probably going to end up being the top contender. And they were certainly leaning towards Lombard, number one, because they're paying him a lot more and because he's got the long winning streak and he's got a good look and everything. We'll find out. We'll find out. You know, I mean, again, he's 34 years old. We're going to find out what level he's at as far as UFC goes.
Speaking of levels, here's a question for you. Nick Ring was on the show a few weeks ago out of Calgary, Canada, going to be fighting at home against Court McGee. Nick Ring is 12-1. McGee is 13-2. What gives there?
In what sense? I mean, they fought once before, and Court McGee won,
okay,
as I recall. But, you know, I mean, Nick Ring's probably going to be the local favorite. I mean, number one, he's from Calgary, and he's the most famous fighter from Calgary. And the other reason is because he broke up a robbery. I don't know about him.
Yeah, he told us about that.
Which actually got, like, front-page coverage in the paper and every newscast. So he's going to be kind of like a local hero.
Well, I think he chased these guys a couple of blocks, and, you know, and he caught them, and he held them for the police. I think that was very noble of him. A lot of guys wouldn't get involved.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking with Dave Meltzer, folks, of the WrestlingObserver.com website. Of course, you can also order the newsletter there, and the newsletter comes weekly via first-class mail, or you can get it online. So go to WrestlingObserver.com and check out the information on the newsletter. Now, that's my favorite fight because I like Nick Ring. What about Brian Ebersol and James Head? Ebersol's got like 65 fights now. Is he like too long in the tooth to still be fighting? 50-14-1, taking on 8-2 James Head?
You know, Ebersol's looked pretty good. He's pretty durable. You know, he's coming back. He just fought. And in that fight he just had, you know, he got knocked down, and he was almost knocked out in the first minute or so of that fight and then came back to win the decision. So it's not like he didn't take any punishment in that last fight. I was surprised that, you know, this Calgary show, I mean, this lineup that you have is completely different than the lineup that they had booked. It's been like, you know, scotch taped together. There were, as I recall, there were 9 injuries of the, whatever the number was, 22 fighters, 24 fighters, but there were 9 injuries and there were 2 other fights. There were 9 fights changed by injuries and 2 more fights that were changed based on having to move guys to take because guys were injured on other shows. So it's a completely different show than they booked. And Ebersol was one of those guys who was called, you know, I don't know, it was a week or 10 days ago to show up here. So it's like, you know, he's one of these guys who's, you know, he'll take a fight. You call him up, he's going to take a fight on short notice because he comes from, you know, that when you look at his record and all those fights, he comes from that indie mentality where he's in Australia and someone goes, hey, we got to fight a week from Saturday. All right, I'm in. You know, as opposed to I need a 12-week camp.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he's in. They knew that they called him that he's going to say okay, even though, you know. But the thing is, when these guys come in on 1 month and come back, I mean, sometimes they win, but a lot of times I see they come in flat too.
All right, real quick, tell me about TNA. It seems to be improving the programming. What's the difference? They got rid of that guy, the head guy, or what?
Yeah, I mean, it's they got rid of Vince Russo, and it's definitely better. The guys who are there are more. I think before there was no concern about the wrestling product, and it was overwritten. And now they're getting back to, if these two guys can't have a good match, we're not going to put them on.
Way to go.
And they're writing, they're trying to have logic in the writing, whereas before, you know, Russo was just a thing, well, we can do anything we want, and if it makes no sense, who cares, it's only wrestling. And unfortunately, that you can do it and get away with it for TV ratings because wrestling fans are loyal, but you don't really build any business that way. And now it looks like they're slowly building their business. It seems better.
There you have it from the expert himself, Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com newsletter for us. We also can catch Wrestling Observer at 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Network. Dave, all the best to you, genius. Thank you for your time.
Okay, very welcome. Thanks, Pedro.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You ought to be having fun.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5 cents fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action.
It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now. Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLure1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLure1.com.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power. My Pedro Song of the Month is up for the month of July. Check it out. Ain't nothing stopping us now at towerofpower.com. Hit the message board and then Pedro's Song of the Month. Strike Force tonight. If you're going out, set your DVR. It's a card worth watching. I'm talking about middleweights. Luke Ruckhold. Of course, and Tim Kennedy for the USC Strike Force Middleweight Championship is 185 pounds. And then the welterweight title, a vacant welterweight title, it's on the line as well. Tyrone Woodley taking on Nate Marquardt, and Marquardt always puts together a good fight. That's on Showtime. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. Showtime Extreme will air the prelims at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, middleweight Roger Gracie's on the card, taking on journeyman Keith Jardine. That should be a whitewash. And Robbie Lawler and Lorenz Larkin. That is the Showtime and the Showtime Extreme card tonight, beginning at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Showtime. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget the Weekend Wrap every Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and the Saturday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, as well, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next week, much peace, much respect.